global warming has left walruses on thin ice, or to be more precise, on no ice at all. About 35,000 walruses have turned up on a beach in northwest Alaska, the largest so-called haul-out of walruses ever recorded in the U.S. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, says the ice floes that the walruses normally perch on at sea have disappeared. The animals came to shore near the village of Point Lay, about 700 miles northwest of Anchorage, and researchers are now worried about a walrus stampede. Lee Cooper is a research professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science and just back from a trip to Alaska and Canada. So, Professor Lee, we know you didn't see this particular haul out, but your thoughts about it?
I wasn't surprised to hear this. I was on a Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker. We didn't see a lot of marine mammals out there. The reason being there wasn't much ice. We were as far as 75 degrees north, and there was no ice for this icebreaker to break, and some people on board were asking me, well, you know, we haven't seen any walrus. And I said, well, this time of year, they're probably going to come ashore because there isn't any ice where there's food that they can eat. These animals come north in the summer following the pack ice as it melts back, and they take advantage of the ice to sit on and then dive to the bottom, and it's shallow. 100 meters or less, and they can feed on clams and other organisms that they eat on the bottom. But when there's no ice over the continental shelf, then they've got no place to go, and when the ice retreats over the deep Arctic Ocean, all that's left for them to do is to, since there's no food down there and they can't dive that deep, is they have to come ashore somewhere.
Well, I want to make sure we're hearing you correctly, and you've said at certain times of year they do come ashore anyway, but it sounds like this is a real problem, like, you know,
It is. This is new. It has been observed the last several years, going back to about 2007. It is true that male walruses, their places around Island and in the Bering Sea and in Kamchatka and Russia, where males typically come ashore for certain periods of times to haul out. But these animals that are there at Point Lay are for the most part females and young and immature males and females that have come north with the pack ice and spend the summer feeding in the Chukchi Sea that's north of Alaska. This is a new phenomenon within the last decade as sea ice has really pulled back.
Well, so what happens? 35,000 walruses, nothing to eat. We know the FAA has rerouted flights and asked bush pilots to keep away because they're afraid noise might scare the walruses and there might be a stampede.
Yeah, these animals, of course, they're female. They have their young in about April, and so these are a lot of young of the year, and so they're vulnerable to stampeding if they're scared. And so, and I think also the local communities, say in Point Lay and other communities along the north slope of Alaska, are trying to take care not to scare the animals too.
Well, how long can they go without eating?
Well, walruses are adapted to live a certain amount of time without food. They can go weeks. It's still a time of the year, right as the seasons are turning and ice is starting to grow back again, that they really need that food. So this is, you know, something, especially if they're having to make this swim over a couple of weeks duration all the way back up to Hannah Shoal to find food that they can eat. It's just a shallow hill underneath the water that has food supplies and the tracking data that agencies like the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which are interested in this because there's also oil in the general area, so that they've been funding studies of where walruses go and what the important critical habitat is. We know that Hannah Shoal, this hill underneath the water up northwest of Barrow in Alaska, is an important and probably critical feeding area for walruses and other animals that depend on food on the bottom.
So as you say, there's another place where they can go get some food, but it's 2 weeks away, a two-week swim away. Is there sort of an inevitability here? Do researchers try to airdrop food to them if it goes on too long, or do you just have to let it play out?
No, I don't think there's anything that people can do directly that would help these animals in terms of food supplies. They like to eat fresh clams on the bottom of the ocean. I think somebody intervening in that way wouldn't help.
Well, so there's the short-term concern about them, but they're also acting as a canary, if you will, sending this signal. What is the long-term thinking?
The federal government is considering listing walruses as endangered or threatened species due to the disappearance of seasonal sea ice in the Arctic, especially the habitats where they need it over shallow waters on the continental shelf. So the long-term outlook for walruses can't be that good, although the animals are smart enough to come ashore so when there's no ice available for them to rest on. So it's hard to know for sure what the adaption is going to be, but it's obviously not a very good situation.
And it's a sign of how the ocean is heating. We understand 5.4 degrees more than normal across a large part of the North Pacific.
There's a meeting in London last week at the Royal Society, people talking about the record warm temperatures in the Bering Sea this year. So there's a lot of warm water still streaming north through Bering Strait into the Chukchi Sea, that despite the fact that it's going to be winter soon and the temperatures will turn around and ice will reform over the winter, but we've lost a lot of the perennial ice pack in the Arctic Ocean. That multi-year ice is pretty much gone. So this big shift that's happened over the last decade or two has had a big impact on sea ice, and certainly the projections are that probably within a few decades at the most, sea ice is going to be gone from the Arctic Ocean in the summer.
The World Wildlife Foundation is calling what we're watching with these walruses a slow-motion catastrophe. Do you agree?
I'm concerned about it. We have published papers, and I'm involved with some of the people that are directly involved in Alaska with tagging walruses and trying to see how they're responding to the sea ice disappearance. That's Chad Jay and Tony Fishbach and people of in their office in Anchorage. I'm not sure. As a scientist, we probably wouldn't use that same sort of terminology. A catastrophe, but it's obviously of great concern.
Lee Cooper, research professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. Professor Lee, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.